This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, April 18th. I'm Jen Moynihan with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. New developments in a fatal accident that shut down the intersection at Fountain Mesa and Mesa Ridge overnight. Two boys were hit and killed while attempting to cross the street just after 9 o'clock. Another was hit but survived with minor injuries. According to Fountain Police, the teens did not have the right-of-way at the time of the accident and don't believe the driver was at fault. The driver is cooperating with police in their investigation. Meantime, starting this week, District 70 students in Pueblo will have the opportunity to get the COVID-19 vaccine. It'll be offered at all three D70 high schools, Pueblo West, Pueblo County, and Rye. The Pfizer vaccine will be administered and is available for students age 16 and older. For anyone under 18, parents will need to sign a waiver and also be present. Clinics are open to family members and the general public, too. And two lawsuits have been filed against United Airlines over the flight that lost an engine over Broomfield in February. The civil suits filed Friday allege that two of the passengers on board suffered, quote, significant trauma and distress during the incident. The attorney for the two passengers is asking for at least $50,000 in damages. The plaintiff's attorney says that the type of terror his clients experienced, quote, lasts a lifetime. Springs police responded to a home invasion call with the victims being held at gunpoint. Investigators say it happened yesterday around 4:30 in the 1600 block of North Murray Boulevard. According to police, the suspect followed a woman to her apartment. Then as she entered, the suspect followed her inside and held both her and her husband at gunpoint. Police say the suspect struck the woman in the head with the gun and stole her purse. Police believe that prior to this call, the same suspect broke into a home on Haven Circle. Meantime, planning is currently underway for both short-term and permanent memorials to honor the victims of the mass shooting in Boulder back in March. The City of Boulder and the Museum of Boulder have partnered for the project, which is still in the early planning stages. Within the next week, the museum, supported by volunteers, will be moving items from the temporary tribute location on Table Mesa Drive to another site a few feet away to allow better access in the area. And one Colorado Springs Girl Scout troop is giving back to a local unsung hero, the public library. Girl Scout Troop 45171 is using donations and tips it got during cookie season to donate 200 boxes of cookies to Pikes Peak Library District employees. Library District staff say they were surprised and honored by the gesture, especially after such a hard year due to the pandemic. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Jim Moynihan. Have a great Sunday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Fair skies for the rest of the evening. Temperatures cooling down to the 40s. Then tonight, mostly clear skies. It'll be chilly with a low near 30. Monday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some of those storms may produce some small hail up north near the Palmer Divide. Highs will be in the 50s, changing to snow. A couple inches of snow possible to the north of us around Woodland Park. Lows will be in the 30s. Then Tuesday through Friday, slight chance of showers and temperatures warming up into the 50s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.